The growing and omnipresent quagga disaster. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. I was recently at a sportsman's show in Boise, and a display at the U.S. Coast Guard stand showed what quagga mussels look like and what they can do. There was a small anchor, presumably used for a small boat, and its surface was entirely encrusted with these tiny mussels that had come out of Lake Mead. The Idaho State Department of Agriculture's Invasive Species Program announced that they recently intercepted and impounded a mussel-fouled watercraft at the U.S. Highway 93 inspection station. Washington State University School of Environment Director Steve Bolens talks about the damage these small but prolific mussels can do in the Columbia River Basin if they are left unchecked.
The impacts are both economic and ecological. In terms of economics, they encrust basically all hard surfaces, so they have potentially very severe implications for irrigation systems, hydroelectric systems, municipal water systems, as well as recreational boats, docks. In addition to that, there are concerns about the ecological impacts of these organisms. They compete with native species for food in the water column. That can have impacts throughout the entire food chain, including up to fish, salmon, birds. We're going to be collecting water samples and scanning those samples with a new imaging system that is automated and allows us to very quickly assess for the presence or absence of the very youngest, very smallest mussels.
The people at the Coast Guard station told me this is a disaster on the come. This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.